I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, October 24. Coming up, government to spend $286 million on Ocherius development, National Library of Jamaica to be upgraded, and MSME operators encouraged to explore business opportunities in new and emerging industries. The news in detail after the break.
Thinking of going solar? Ensure you conduct a site assessment before purchasing a solar PV system for your home or business. Get an experienced solar PV system engineer to check for potential issues with shading of PV panels, space availability, and adequate structures to accommodate the panels. Remember, a solar PV system may not be the optimal energy solution for every location, so be sure to check your site conditions first to see if it can deliver a good return on your investment. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PC. Your energy advisor.
Now the news. The government is set to spend $286 million on the development of Ocherius in St. Anne over the next 6 months. The infrastructural work will include the construction of a boardwalk from the Ocherius Pier to the Ocean Village Shopping Center and the town's Main Street Commercial District. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, who made the announcement, said the finished work is expected to enhance visitor experience in the town. Mr. Bartlett adds that Ocherius is one of three sites selected for the development of artisan villages that will accommodate and showcase local craft traders and their products. He notes that Jamaica's global competitiveness will only be sustained through continued improvement of products, services, and infrastructure. The improvements form part of the government's strategy to achieve growth targets of 5 million visitors and $5 billion in tourism-related revenue by 2021. Plans to upgrade the National Library of Jamaica to facilitate the growing catalogues and collections created by local artists and historians are to be undertaken by the government. This was disclosed by Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Minister Olivia Grange. Ms. Grange says although investments have been made to ease space constraints by digitizing and storing content from the library online, more upgrades are necessary. To that end, she says short-term plans will include the off-site storage of newspapers from Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados and Guyana, which the library had acquired during its time as the West India Reference Library. Ms. Grange further notes that investigations are being undertaken into the construction of another floor at the present site.
Those moves will allow us to comfortably house the personal archives of other distinguished literary giants of Jamaica.
Ms. Grange was speaking at a ceremony to launch the Miss Lou Archives at the library in downtown Kingston recently. The minister has lauded the work done by the staff of the library in cataloguing the letters, scripts, and other works of Miss Lou, some of which have never been revealed to the public for research and study. Operators of micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, are being encouraged to explore business opportunities in new and emerging industries. Assistant Business Advisory Services Manager at the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, Kira Walters, says globalization has changed the needs of the marketplace and entrepreneurs should see this shift as a chance to develop new business concepts and products to meet demand. She says the creative and sport industries are non-traditional areas with a lot of room for exploitation.
There is sports, there is agro-processing, agribusiness on a whole. There's a whole value chain in agribusiness that we still haven't really harnessed fully. A lot of opportunities still there.
Ms. Walters says non-traditional areas will boost the MSME sector and create more opportunities for entrepreneurship, which will lead to an increase in employment across the country. She says the JBDC is committed to providing the support that will guide MSMEs into new growth areas. And up to 3,000 competitors from more than 35 countries are expected to participate in the 16th staging of the Reggae Marathon, Half Marathon and 10K to be held on December 3 in Negril, Westmorland. The event, considered to be among the top 10 marathons worldwide, is organized by the Jam Dammers Running Club of Kingston in partnership with a number of entities including the Jamaica Tourist Board and the Ministry of Health. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett has hailed the value of the annual event to the tourism product and to enabling participants to give back to society.
Marathons have become a tool for social intervention, giving back. And that is why it is particularly attractive to that demographic where the millennials are about giving back.
Minister Bartlett was addressing the recent launch of the event at Eden Gardens Resort and Spa in St. Andrew. More than $10,000 in prize money is on offer, as well as the Bob Marley and Rita Marley trophies for the male and female winners. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.